بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واكتب لنا في هذه الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة إنا هدنا إليك. قال عذابي أصيب به من أشاء ورحمتي وسعت كل شيء فسأكتبها للذين يتقون ويؤتون الزكاة والذين هم بآياتنا يؤمنون.
And make us among those you have favored with your blessings and well-being, enabling us to do good works. And make us from among your righteous servants, for whom you have prepared paradise. Indeed, we turn to you in repentance, admitting our mistakes. Allah said, I give my punishment to whom I will, those who do the actions leading to misery, and my mercy surrounds all things in this world. There is no created being or object that my mercy has not reached. Immersed in my grace and kindness, I will decree my mercy in the afterlife for those who are mindful of me, following what I instruct and staying away from what I have prohibited. Given charity from their wealth as they have been ordered and who have faith in my signs.
الذين يتبعون الرسول النبي الأمي الذي يجدونه مكتوبا عندهم في التوراة والإنجيل يأمرهم بالمعروف وينهاهم عن المنكر ويحل لهم الطيبات ويحرم عليهم الخبائث ويضع عنهم إصرهم والأغلال التي كانت عليهم فالذين آمنوا به وعزروه ونصروه واتبعوا النور الذي أنزل معه أولئك هم المفلحون.
The ones just described are those who follow Muhammad, peace be upon him, the illiterate prophet who cannot read or write, and who is only inspired by his Lord. The name and description of the prophet and what is revealed to him is to be found in the Torah, revealed to Moses, peace be upon him, and the Gospel, revealed to Jesus, peace be upon him. Muhammad instructed people to that which is good and right, and forbade those things that sound minds, those with a sound nature, know to be bad, allowing them the good food and drink and relationships which are not harmful, and making unlawful those things which are bad. He also removed the difficult commandments revealed as obligations to previous communities, such as having to kill the one who killed someone else accidentally. Those who believed in him from among the Israelites and others, respecting and honoring him and helping him against the disbelievers who were his enemies, following the Qur'an which was revealed to him. They are the successful ones who will attain what they desire and attain safety from what they fear.
قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا الَّذِي لَهُ مُلْكُ السماوات والأرض لا إله إلا هو يحيي ويميت فآمنوا بالله ورسوله فآمنوا بالله ورسوله النبي الأمي الذي يؤمن بالله وكلماته واتبعوه لعلكم تهتدون.
Allah tells the Prophet, peace be upon him, to inform people that he is the messenger of Allah to them all, both Arabs and non-Arabs. Allah alone controls the heavens and the earth. There is nothing worthy of worship other than Him. Glory be to Him. He brings the dead to life and causes what is alive to die. People should have faith in Allah and in Muhammad, peace be upon him. The Prophet, His messenger, who cannot read or write, and who came only with what His Lord revealed to him, in order to guide them to what is good for them in this world and in the afterlife. Having mentioned how some of the Israelites had worshipped the calf, Allah mentions that there is a nation of the Israelites who are not like those who worshipped the calf.
وَمِن قَوْمِ مُوسَىٰ أُمَّةٌ يَهْدُونَ بِالْحَقِّ وَبِهِ يَعْدِلُونَ.
There is a group from the people of Moses amongst the Israelites who stand for the truth and guide people to it and who are just in their rulings between people through it. Beneficial points. The mercy of Allah surrounds all things, but the mercy of Allah for His servants varies and increases according to the level of their faith and good actions. From the justice of Allah and the just nature of the narrative in the Quran is Allah's fairness in mentioning the attributes of a nation or a people, since He mentions the blameworthy attributes of some of the children of Israel. A reader may assume that these attributes were general and true for all of them. Therefore, Allah mentions that among them was a group who were upright, guided, and guiding others. The Torah and the Gospel contained clear proofs that the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, would be sent and attesting to the truth of what he came with. A prayer can be general or particular. According to circumstances, Moses was general in his prayer in the situation mentioned above.
وَقَطَّعْنَاهُمُ اثْنَتَيْ عَشْرَةَ أَسْبَاطًا أُمَمًا وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَى إِذِ اسْتَسْقَاهُ قَوْمُهُ أَنِ اضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْحَجَرَ فَانْبَجَسَتْ مِنْهُ اثْنَتَا عَشْرَةَ عَيْنًا فانبجست منه اثنتا عشرة عينا قد علم كل أناس مشربهم وظللنا عليهم الغمام وأنزلنا عليهم المن والسلوى كلوا من طيبات ما رزقناكم وَمَا ظَلَمُونَا وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ.
Allah divided the Israelites into 12 tribes. Then, when His people were asking Him to call upon Allah to give them water, He inspired Moses to hit the stone with his stick. Moses hit it and 12 springs gushed out of it, which was the same number as the number of tribes. Each of the tribes knew which one was their own drinking place, which none of the other tribes shared with them. Allah shaded them with clouds which followed them where they moved and stopped with them. He also sent them manna, which was similar like gum with a sweet taste, and quails, or a bird similar to quails, and told them to eat of the good things He had provided for them. They did not wrong Allah through their disobedience and ingratitude for the blessings they were given, not appreciating them as they should have been, but they wronged themselves, bringing themselves to ruin through going against the commands of Allah and not acknowledging His blessings to them.
وَإِذْ قِيلَ لَهُمُ اسْكُنُوا هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةَ وَكُلُوا مِنْهَا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمْ وَقُولُوا حِطَّةٌ وَادْخُلُوا الْبَابَ سُجَّدًا نَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ خَطِيئَاتِكُمْ سَنَزِيدُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ.
Remember, O Messenger, when Allah told the Israelites to enter Jerusalem and to eat from any of the fruits of the town whenever they wished and to ask Allah to remove their disobedience from them, He told them to enter the gate in humility and that He would forgive them for their mistakes and would increase those who do good in the good things of this world and of the afterlife.
فبدل الذين ظلموا منهم قولا غير الذي قيل لهم فأرسلنا عليهم رجزا من السماء بما كانوا يظلمون.
But the wrongdoers among them changed the words they were told to say and said, a grain and a right, instead of asking for forgiveness as they had been instructed to, and they changed what they had been told to do by entering whilst dragging themselves on their rears, rather than entering in humility to Allah, lowering their heads. So Allah sent them a punishment from the heaven because of their disobedience.
وَاسْأَلْهُمْ عَنِ الْقَرْيَةِ الَّتِي كَانَتْ حَاضِرَةَ الْبَحْرِ إِذْ يَعْدُونَ فِي السَّبْتِ إِذْ تَأْتِيهِمْ حِيتَانُهُمْ يَوْمَ سَبْتِهِمْ شُرَّعًا وَيَوْمَ لَا يَسْبِتُونَ لَا تَأْتِيهِمْ كَذَلِكَ نَبْلُوهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْسُقُونَ.
Ask the Jews about how Allah punished some of the Israelites. Remind them of the story of the town which was near to the sea where they used to overstep the limits of Allah, fishing on the Sabbath after they had been forbidden from doing so. Allah tested them by making the fish come to them so that they could see them clearly on the surface of the sea on Saturday, and then making them disappear from view during the rest of the week. Allah gave them this trial because of their disobedience and wrongdoing. So eventually, they decided to fish by setting up their nets, thereby using a trick, so that the fish would fall into them on Saturday, and they could take them and eat them on Sunday. Beneficial points. Rejection and disbelief are reasons for the removal of blessings. Among the reasons for the arrival of consequences and the sending down of a punishment is the use of tricks to get around sacred law, because this is wrongdoing and overstepping the limits set by Allah. Allah decreed humiliation and poverty for the wrongdoers, and that He would, due to their disobedience and deviation, send people to punish them until the day of resurrection.